Did you all hear that?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Jane Schuhart, National Program Leader here at Cooperative State Research Education and Extension Service at USDA. The purpose of this call this afternoon is to answer that all-important question for you. What's in it for me to become involved with America Saves Week 2008? Today's call is a speedy 30 minutes long, and we really want to thank the Consumer Federation of America for hosting the call. We will have time for just a few questions at the end, and we will not be taking roll call this afternoon. I do want to let you know that the call is being recorded and will be available on the web. That way, others that were not able to be on the call earlier this month and today will be able to hear what is going to be said. And we really thank you so much for being with us. This is what our agenda will look like in the next 30 minutes. First, we'll hear from George Barani, who is from the Consumer Federation of America, our key partner with America Saves. Then listen carefully to three of your county extension colleagues who will tell you about their experience with America Saves Week in 2007. And those three would be Patty Wooten Swanson, who is from San Diego County, California, a very urban perspective, June Pewitt from Hamilton County in Tennessee, and Elaine Courtney from Okaloosa County in Florida. And then we'll hear from Cecilia Loibel, state specialist in Ohio. Since this call is being recorded, if you do have a mute button as a participant, not the speakers, please, I do hope that you'll put that on. By expressing your interest today in being on this call, we will put you on a special electronic mail list to get you further details and resources related to America Saves Week 2008. George, I'll turn to you now.
Thank you, Jane. We're very excited by your interest in are we still there?
Yes.
Sorry, there. We're very excited by your interest in developing an America Saves Week effort in your community. And I guess the message is that it does require some energy and effort, but we will be providing resources and follow-up assistance that can hopefully make that a much easier assignment for you. This effort dovetails very well into the work you already do and provides a real opportunity for the people in financial education classes in particular to fulfill what they're learning in the classroom by opening no-fee savings accounts with low opening balances that allow people who want to save even $5, $10, $15, $20 a month the opportunity to do so without getting any fees. By also enrolling them as an America Saver or if it's a community campaign at that community saver, they are making definitive commitments to themselves about what they want to save for, how they want to do it, where they want to do it, and it becomes the simplest of financial plans. We are in the process of developing national partnerships that hopefully could broaden the opportunities for you at the local level with organizations such as United Way of America, some national financial institutions, credit counselors, and others. So we really see this as a unique opportunity for you to provide some resources, generate resources for the people that you work with, at the same time potentially providing you the benefit of recognition that can help with funding that comes from the local level as well. So thank you very much for your interest, and we look forward to working with you.
Thank you, George. And again, to express our appreciation for this very strong partnership with America Saves, led by the Consumer Federation of America. Patty, we'll go out to San Diego County and talk with you for about 5 minutes.
Super, Jane. Thank you. I'm going to talk about why I think it's beneficial to get involved, and secondly, what we did in San Diego to give some examples. First of all, I identified three particular reasons to get involved. One is, regardless of your program area in cooperative extension, I think financial literacy, financial competence is central to family well-being across all programmatic areas. So I think it can fit in with any program. I have a big program in nutrition that certainly fits with that. Secondly, I think it provides a great opportunity for community leadership. For example, in San Diego, we have 84 agencies that offer financial education, and that includes many of our banks and other and credit unions. This is a very high-profile issue. It's in the papers all the time. It's a very highly salient public issue. And this has a chance to use what CE does best, and that is bringing together diverse partners to address key issues. So there's a chance by participating in SAFES Week to offer community leadership among a broad range of partners. And then third, one thing I'm very interested in, and it relates to the whole social marketing aspect, is that it's a chance for some environmental impact. In other words, a chance to very broadly impact what's happening in our communities that can influence the environment in which our families live and make decisions in terms of creating an environment where it's easier to make good choices financially and paying off debt. So those are some of the reasons why I felt like it was important to get involved. Just to let you know what we did, we had 11 partnering agencies, and we did organize our campaign on fairly short notice. So we had financial institutions, we had community-based organizations, we had credit counselors and debt management agencies. The County of San Diego was also involved. And then we had two municipalities involved, the City of Oceanside and the City of El Cajon, who had particular projects. What we did, we decided as a group, our coalition, that we didn't have time or energy or resources to put on some big major event, a big bringing in a speaker, luncheons, that sort of thing. So our philosophy was for each partner to do what works for their organization, what fit into their business plan, into their practices. And so we asked each of the 11 partners to identify a target audience, what their goals were in reaching that target audience during SAFES Week, what materials they were going to use, what types of communications they were going to have with them, newsletter articles, email, posters in their centers. And then what kind of outcome measures? How are they going to measure financial action? And just a summary, some of our accomplishments, one of our financial institutions created a new savings product that's appropriate for low, moderate income households. This was a terrific opportunity for new savers, low-income savers, to start in a product that gave the rate of a certificate of deposit. So it's a great new tool that will have ongoing impact in the community. We were in 5 television interviews. All of our partners put links on their website to San Diego Saves and America Saves, and we also were kind of involved with Military Saves, and so we combined all 3 of those. We had 2 mayoral proclamations for San Diego Saves Week. We had 127,000 inserts that were mailed either in bank statements, credit union statements, or paychecks, inviting them to come to our website and enroll as savers. We reached almost 250,000 through newsletter articles, and about 6,000 through specific email messages. Our committee was very, very pleased with the outcome, and it was very exciting, and it was very low stress to put this on because each organization was producing their own materials and their own messages using the resources provided by Consumer Federation. And plus, I have to say, it was lots of fun and very exciting. So that's what we did, Jane.
Much. Now let's move to a more rural county, and that would be June Pewitt, who's in Hamilton County, Tennessee. June.
Hey. Well, it's Chattanooga. We're not exactly rural. We have some city, too, but I think that's one of the joys of working with America Saves, and it is so flexible, adaptable. But I work here at the local level where I've embedded the Saves campaign into my educational programs. And I also work on our state team, which we've tried to include both 4-H and FCS, so I can address that a little bit. But I think I can sum it up, and I've been using four words, that Save the Week opportunity, it's motivational because it can add focus to an existing program maybe that's been around in a while, give you a little new burst of energy. Or it can serve as a catalyst to kick off a new financial education program. It's also flexible. America Saves offers some mini grants with very moderate expectations, and that can enhance a program of any size, whether or not this is your priority program or it's just a base program where you just want to maybe emphasize the week only and you don't want to teach financial ed all the time year-round. Also, it provides collaborative opportunities with national and state partners, and you can also strengthen local partnerships with financial institutions and other agencies. And I've mentioned it's a multidisciplinary approach where we've worked with our local 4-H'ers quite a bit. And then it's creative. It allows you to stretch out and do some fun things that you maybe wouldn't ordinarily do that can really increase the visibility for your programming efforts and your credibility as well. In Tennessee, we tried to keep it as simple as possible. And at our annual in-service training, we distributed a one-page handout with Tennessee Saves suggestions on realistically how could you adopt this program. And we encouraged agents to highlight events that they've done prior to Saves Week, maybe some things, workshops, classes, media that they were going to do that week, and even use it to promote some events that they were going to do, you know, in the upcoming month or so forth. So we wanted it to be as flexible as possible, and we didn't want agents to see it as just another activity to add to their schedule. We had 9 counties that applied and received many grants, but we had 27 counties that actually adopted some kind of Save Week activity, so that was exciting. On our state level, we organized our 3rd annual legislative event, and we moved it to coincide with Saves Week, and that's really an event of high visibility. We're at our legislative plaza. We sent out press releases to all our legislators and media. We invited our state partners to participate in our exhibit out on the plaza. This year we had the governor sign a proclamation and had a photo op. And we asked our 4-H agents to conduct a piggy bank pageant where kids have made piggy banks to encourage savings. And we actually had a contest there in the plaza, and we have a Super Saver mascot, and he handed out ballots to everybody to come vote, to get out and vote for their favorite bank, and had some local bank provide savings bonds to the winner. We did the payroll stuffers. We held a press conference where we collaborated with the VITA program here locally, and we're able to enroll 312 savers through that effort. So we also used it for some postage and printing, our grant money, and targeted employers. And, again, I'll summarize saying that I think it's motivational, it's flexible, and allows for collaboration and creativity.
Thank you, June. And I want to be clear that she was meaning voting for those piggy banks, not the best bank in Chattanooga, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for that report. And then let's move to Elaine. And I think this is a pretty rural county, right, Elaine? I can never say it.
Okaloosa County in Florida.
Florida.
Okay, thanks, Jane. I am in a county with a population of about 180,000 people, so depending on where you are, that could be rural or urban, I suppose. I got involved with the America Saves initiative about 4 or 5 years ago, but I want to talk a little bit about what I feel like involvement with America Saves Week has done for us in this community, as well as what it can possibly do for you and your community. First of all, I just echo what Patty and June have already said, and I could just say that and be quiet, but of course I can't do that. First of all, I want you to know that I think participation in America Saves Week is an outstanding way to enhance what you're already doing. Most of us on this call today do some sort of financial education within our extension programming. So by adding the America Saves Week, you know, it just enhances what you're doing already. So to echo what June says, you're not going out and recreating something brand new, but rather you're enhancing what you are already doing. One of the things that I feel like is so very, very important when it comes to talking about America Saves is that you will be expected to hopefully draw in some other community partners. And those community partners are probably going to be strengths that you never knew that you had before. When we started talking about this in Okaloosa County, we drew in people who did not have a clue what extension was even about or that we even existed in this community. Through our efforts with SAVES, it's drawn attention to Cooperative Extension, the University of Florida Extension in Okaloosa County. It's allowed us to develop some credibility for the programs that we were doing. And also, these people have become some of our strongest advocates for extension. Now, remember, we're talking about somebody who didn't know what extension was in the community before. And now these people have become some of our strongest advocates. And in light of certain budget issues that we all face, that's an important thing. So I would say that the collaboration is really, really important, but also the fact that it lends credibility to what you are doing and it develops advocates for your program. Some of the things that we've done in Okaloosa County to support America Saves Week 2007, our biggest event was probably a financial fair that we held at a local mall. We also, in cooperation with one of the Chambers of Commerce, hosted a seminar, and we had someone from Securities and Exchange Commission to participate in that. We also involved state legislators and the Department of Financial Services, or Comptroller as it's called in some states, for a session on homeowners insurance and investing basics. Some of our partners held workshops at their work site to promote this. We sent out paycheck stuffers. We did newspaper articles, newspaper ads. Some of our partners actually paid for ads that promoted the financial fair or the seminars that we were doing that week. We also did the Piggy Bank Beauty Pageant and had that at the mall. That's kind of a fun event. We've borrowed that from, I don't know whether it started in Tennessee or New Jersey, but some of you may have seen some information on that before. But participation in America Saves Week can be one of the best things that you will ever do for your extension financial education program, and I strongly encourage you to do that and emphasize that this strategy team that we've pulled together from across the country, we're available via email as well as the resources at America Saves to help you answer questions and provide any suggestions as you need them.
Great, Elaine, and that's a perfect introduction to Cecilia. Cecilia, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. I am sorry I was late.
Oh.
But hello, everybody from Ohio State University. I would like to introduce you to our resource toolkit, which will be published online in July. And we were working on this, our extension team was working on this resource toolkit over the last couple of weeks. It's full of experiences we gathered in the last year's America Saves Week. And it has six parts to it, which you can access individually. We talk about why we participate in America Saves Week. There are descriptions of motivational workshops, detailed scripts of how to conduct a motivational workshop. We provide you with evaluation indicators as how we would like to hear back from you after America Saves Week next year, how it went for you. And we have information about this mini-grants June was already talking about. We include press releases we used last year to announce America Saves Week, which you can copy just as you like it and change them, adjust them to your needs. And we have lots of activities, ideas of events you can offer and plan for America Saves Week 2008. It's really a comprehensive guide. It will be online in July, so just a couple of weeks. And it is for your use, for you to use and modify and just take advantage of the materials we already tested and approved in the 2007 America Saves Week.
Excellent. Thank you, Cecilia. I also wanted to note that in addition to the mini grants that are provided by the Consumer Federation of America, George Barani also would entertain your request for consulting with him on how to obtain local grants from participating organizations to help to fund your America Saves Week activities locally. George, do you have additional comments about funding?
I don't, but I'm happy to work with I'm happy to work with you to identify local resources and how to best approach them. My email address will be included in the resource kit, and so feel free to contact me.
Okay, great. Once again, I want to remind everyone that by virtue of the fact that you signed up to be on this call, we will put you on a special email list so that you will get the details of where to find this toolkit, where to see and how to get resources such as the mini grants and consultation with George about additional funding, how we are going to collect and show results from participation in this program. You will also be able to hear the recording of this 30-minute session, so that if you want to point your colleagues to this session to listen to it, to see if they might be motivated to participate in America Saves Week, you can do that. The one other point that I would make before we go to questions is that America Saves Week is going to continue to have high visibility across Cooperative Extension. And one sure way that that is going to happen is that we have just made arrangements recently, I believe it was finalized yesterday, with CFA to do cross-posting of the America Saves website and eExtension and back and forth. There will be more details again on that on our specific website related to America Saves, and also in the messages that we will be sending to you through the electronic mail group. I want to turn to just a few minutes of questions. I would remind you that this is being recorded, and we would ask you to state your name and your state and or county, and then be very brief with your question. If you'd like to direct it to a specific person, that would be appreciated as well. Do we have questions? Do I have any other comments from any of the speakers?
This is Patty from San Diego. And I would say that in the review that I gave, because we are a county of 3 million people, we did focus on the mass media, but each organization printed the information in their own newsletters through their own regular channels, through statements and financial statements, bank statements and so forth. And so that was why we focused on those kinds of events to get the broadest reach possible for a large urban county.
Excellent. Thank you, Patty. I do want to take a moment to recognize this national leadership team for Extension and its work with America Saves Week. And all the folks that are on the call today are on that team. In addition, we've been assisted by Barb O'Neill from Rutgers, who has worked with the linkage with eExtension, and also Kansas. Oh, somebody
Carol
help.
Young.
Carol, thank you, who has been working closely with Cecilia on evaluation approaches. We do have time for one question if there is one that's cropped up now.
Jane, this is Elaine. We may want to invite people to let us know. One idea that we have is that we would do some monthly conference call trainings on step-by-step things, different topics, different months, to assist you in developing your plan at the local level.
Okay. We will ask for those kind of topics when we start sending out messages on this new electronic mail group. That's a real good idea there, Elaine. Thank you. Let's go ahead and wrap up then. And I would back to the question that started with when we first began this call. Is America Saves Week 2008 for you and your Extension program? We all on this national leadership team, and certainly CFA representatives as well, hope you find the answer to be yes. We're going to be back in touch with you very soon electronically, and we thank you again for your time being with us for 30 minutes. Thank you, and sign off now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.